Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome into quarter two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. From collegiate to pro sports, the sports calendar is in full swing, and no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional sports games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you do is bet a dollar on any football game this weekend. If your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, I am Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Greg Pickle, expert on recruiting. That's where we often go in quarter two, but not today. Today it's a more generic, who is in and who is out in the Penn State football program. We already talked quarter one. Kirk Ciarrocca, offensive coordinator, is out. Mike Yurcich is in. But we also had a couple very important announcements for players that were staying. Let's start with the most recent one, which is Jaquan Brisker, safety who seemed to put it together in the second half of the season. All indications were he was going to look to play in the NFL, make himself eligible for the draft. And then we get the decision he's sticking for another year, Greg.
Yeah, no question. Obviously, I think with Jaquan Brisker, he's a guy who really kind of stepped up throughout this season and was a key part of Brent Pry's defense. And because of it, you know, I think that he was receiving some well-deserved praise and recognition throughout, and then following this season, he earned a Senior Bowl invite. He was a guy who people were saying was going to blow up at the NFL Combine and test really well and help his draft stock, and early day two guy at worst. And, you know, I think all that's probably true. I also think that, you know, it is a big jump from junior college to the Big Ten Division I level, and I have a hard time, you know, when I sit down and actually break it down, he can move up. He is absolutely a guy who can move up into the draft. And, you know, I think that his ceiling is still probably high day two, with the floor being, you know, early on day three. I don't know if he's a first round pick, but hey, you never know. Crazier things have happened. This is a guy who, again, should test well, really kind of saw the switch flip for him during the 2020 season. And I was a little bit surprised that he came back, Jim, but as the kind of time passed between the end of the season and there, you know, no announcement, you know, you really started to think he could come back, and maybe that he was leaning toward coming back. And the same thing can be said about Jahan Dotson. The same kind of logic can be used there. You know, here's a guy who could have announced that, you know, it could have announced that it was ready to, you know, both these guys too, because they said, look, I want to go to the pros. I did enough here. And Jahan Dotson, Jaquan Brisker say, actually, you know what? Never mind. I think it tells you something else too. I think it tells you that these guys think there is something special. You know, this is a team that can do something big in 2021. And I don't think these guys, Tariq Castro-Fields, I don't think they come back if they don't believe that. So I think that's another obviously positive thing for Penn State fans to look forward to. And, you know, the hype machine will be spinning. There's no question about that. I saw somebody tweet related to Texas that, you know, Texas obviously is the king of offseason hope and aspirations and all that kind of stuff. And they now have a bunch of time to build on that. The season's over and we're into the offseason mode. So keep an eye out for that too. And we'll see how things shake out. But yeah, obviously a huge decision that impacted Penn State on Monday this week. And quite frankly, really gives that secondary a boost in 2021.
We have started to become conditioned, Greg, to any of the players that we thought were on the fence, should they stay or should they go? it seemed like the decision is that they're going. And I'm reading a lot, well, they're going because the NFL draft is in front of them. They'll definitely be drafted. And I'm one who's been constantly saying this is now becoming a business decision for these players. But trying to take myself out of this as a fan and look at it as that business decision, I look at, you know, these players, Jaquan Brisker, Jahan Dotson, and even some of those who decided the other way, that staying another year and moving up a round or two in the draft actually probably is the better business decision. What do you think?
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And look, there are some guys who are, for, you know, situations that have nothing to do with college football, are ready to move on. They may not, you know, class may be a reason why. A need to go make money for whatever reason could be a reason why. So I think each business decision, I think sometimes we want to, I'm not saying you, but just in general, when we evaluate these things, we just want to assume that it'd be best for player A if he comes back because he can move up around, or conversely, I don't know if that guy should come back. I don't really know if he's going to be able to move up or help his stock anywhere. You know, there's always other factors at play here that we have to keep in mind too. Sometimes we learn about them, sometimes we don't. Usually you do by during the path of the draft, guys will do interviews and kind of open up a little bit if they leave school. But yeah, you know, ultimately with Brisker, I do think he's a guy that by coming back can pump his stock up a couple of rounds. And if he's able to do that, Jim, then I think he's going to be really happy with the payday he gets shortly after this time next year. And Penn State's going to be really happy with that safety part of his defense during the season to come as well.
Well, you know, just carrying through on this thought of the business decision and what it can do for these players moving up, I'll use another example. Michael Mennett, I'm not sure what Michael Mennett could do differently this coming season to raise his stock very much. You know, centers don't typically go in the first round. He's probably shown everything he could do. But you look at some of the other players, Tariq Castro Fields as an example, the last year or two he's been hurt. Jason Oweh, as someone who we know he's going to be a freak at the combine, but he hasn't put up the big numbers with sacks and so on. Would not another year for him give him that opportunity to really go to the top of the first round or near the top?
Right, Jim. That's exactly right. Excuse me. And, you know, again, I just think that the first thing you do when you look at these things is you say, okay, what can he improve on by coming back? And then you say, okay, is that going to make him a lot more money, a little bit more money, a tiny bit more money, about the same amount of money, depending on where he's going to go? And then the third thing you do is say, okay, do we know of any reasons beyond those two things that would make a guy stay or go, you know? So you put all that stuff together. And, you know, in the case of a guy like Michael Mennett and Will Fries for this matter too, I mean, again, I don't know how much they're going to gain by staying. And these guys have played a lot of football at Penn State. And some guys are going to want a fifth year or sixth year. I guess now they could technically have a seventh year of college football if they wanted to. And that's fine and well. But again, that is just a long, long, long time to be in college and play college football. I mean, think about it. I mean, a lot of guys have 10-year NFL careers, and that's after, you know, 3 or 4 years in the NFL or in college. Imagine 7 and then trying to make that jump. So, yeah, I agree. I would say this, Jim. All the decisions that have been made so far don't really stun me. I would say I'm a little bit surprised that Brisker and Dotson are coming back, but not totally stunned.
Let's talk about some of the other players, though, that are coming in to Penn State from outside. That's the transfer portal. Penn State lost a lot of people at the defensive line. Could you introduce to our listeners some of the new folks that are coming in at the defensive line, first of all?
Yeah, you know, there's obviously two guys to know there. Derek Tangelo's a guy who's been really productive, especially last season at Duke as a defensive tackle. I think he's going to earn a starting job pretty much from the moment he gets on campus. It just would surprise me otherwise. He's a veteran in a room that doesn't have many of them. He has played, obviously, and started at the college level, and he should have no issue sliding in and doing the same at Penn State. Then you have Arnold Ebiketie. And I hope I pronounced that name right, but I know I spell it wrong every time, so I probably have mispronounced it too. Here's a guy who earned second team All AAC honors at Temple this past season, really kind of exploded onto the scene there. And I think with him, it's pretty straightforward. I think now he wants to try and prove himself at a bigger school, get out of the Group of Five stage and get into the the Power Five stage. So that's obviously something that he was considering when he decided to enter the transfer portal as well. So these two guys are both ones I would expect to start, and I think Penn State fans will be really happy with what they get from both along the defensive line in 2021. And while I was talking, Jim, I was loading up his Temple bio. So it's Ebuketie. There you go.
All right. Very good. Just say it real fast, Greg, and then no one will know.
That's right. Yes.
All right. Well, now there's obviously been a transformation in James Franklin and his coaching staff's approach to the transfer portal. Some of it just out of necessity because they're going to lose players. So now that they're in that market, bringing players in, you talked about the couple that are already here. What's on their horizon? Are there names that we should be looking out for? And are there positions we should be looking out for that James Franklin will be looking at?
Yeah, you know, Jim, I can't imagine anyone's going to want us to talk about quarterbacks in this section. Do you think that's something people want to hear about? You know, look, with Mike Yurcich now in town, it won't shock me if Penn State goes to the transfer portal for a quarterback. It wouldn't have shocked me before they hired Mike Yurcich. But I don't think it's something that fans should get their hopes up for and just assume it's going to happen. Number one, again, we've talked about this. If you are going into the portal, you better be sure the guy you're getting is going to be your starter. I think you need to be 100% sure. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, you know, Mike Yurcich is going to have to get his bearings with the current roster before he goes and grabs a quarterback from elsewhere to compete with the guys on the current roster. So, you know, I think that's something to certainly keep in mind as well. It's not just, you know, let's go get a guy and ignore all the players on the roster, because otherwise you're going to end up with, what, Jim, no other quarterbacks on your roster. So you got to meet those guys and get to know them. So I wouldn't expect Penn State to rush into anything. But the flip side of this is that the process to hire Mike Yurcich obviously was not completed, between the start of Friday morning and what 11 a.m. when that was announced, 10:30. You know, obviously this has been going on behind the scenes now for a little bit. And, you know, so there could be some stuff Penn State is doing away from the public eye to get in place with a transfer portal quarterback. So keep an eye on it. Again, I wouldn't get your hopes up about it, but I certainly wouldn't rule it out either.
And I believe there's something else that fans have to understand. It's not necessarily going to be Justin Fields walking into that locker room as a transfer quarterback. There's only a handful of those elite guys who are changing programs, and they're not necessarily headed to Penn State. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stay tuned for a segment that we call Ask Greg.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.